The novel The Last Night of a Damned Soul by Sliman Ben Aissa tells the story of a young American Muslim who is recruited for a terror mission. The book was originally published last year in France. An English version is now out in the United States, and Alan Chews has a review.
Raouf is a first-generation Arab American. Born to a Lebanese mother and an Egyptian father, she's alive when the novel opens, he's dead. Raouf is a soulful young man with an architect girlfriend named Jenny and a dog. He works for a Northern California high-tech company, and so does his friend Atman, who one Islamic feast day invites him to a ceremony at a California country house where a wealthy Arab entrepreneur named Jamal presides. This proves to be a turning point in Raouf's life. Jamal and Atman draw him and a few other young Muslim men into a protracted period of repentance for a wayward Western-style life, followed by an exhaustively described conversion to a cult of death. To die as a martyr on the path of God is to move out of the shadows into the light, to move away from a small, insignificant life to a great life, their prayer leader preaches to them while they fast and pump themselves up. Our prophet tells us, whoever shall die lives on in his own resurrection. In fact, the entire middle section of the novel is plump with large doses of Muslim theology, sermon after sermon, prayer after prayer fill the pages. For 18 months, Raouf says about his period of reconversion, I hadn't seen a movie nor read a novel. Reading about all of the indoctrination theology has a certain effect. It wears you down. By the time the terrorist plot is about to unfold, you sympathize with Raouf's desire to go along with it, almost, but not quite convinced of the rewards of dying for such a cause. Overall, this didactic novel remains rather preachy and undramatic. As a document of our times, it may give you the chills.
The book is The Last Night of a Damned Soul by Sliman Ben Aissa. It was translated into English by Janice and Daniel Gross. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.